And you are?
The names of famous old masters are dropped all the time in scientific circles, so it took Ben a few groggy seconds to realize that he was actually speaking to one.
Holy shit. Really?
He asked. Amy cursed and hurled a pillow. If anything heavy or sharp was within reach, an alarm clock, a lamp, a mace on a chain, she would surely have knocked out his teeth.
Ben shut off the bedroom lights and moved to the hallway, stepping barefoot across wall-to-wall carpet the color and texture of oatmeal.
His 655-square-foot condo was suitable for the bachelor years of his 20s and early 30s, but was now cramped with two people. Amy required space. Ben wished for a larger condo, but South Pasadena real estate was crazy, and he worked for the government, not Google.
Sorry, Ben said, but do you mean Tobias Oxenfeld, the astrophysicist? Like, the astrophysicist?
Yes, the man said. I dabble in writing books as well, but no one seems to give a damn.
Actually, the old bugger had won a MacArthur with his collection of essays on symmetry. Born in Austria and tenured at Oxford, he was as brilliant in mathematics as one can be without losing too much ground on the autism spectrum. Rumor had him as both a lover of Proust and Fermat's Last Theorem.
I can't believe this, Ben said with a flat laugh. I studied your theories in school. I mean, when I picked up this phone, I'd never have guessed you were on the other end.
The famous octogenarian turned gravely serious.
That's unfortunate. I heard you're rather good at guessing.
Dread returned. It sat heavily in Ben's belly and restoked his imagination. He started asking questions, but didn't get very far.
I'm going to interrupt you, Ben. May I call you Ben?
Sir?
And you may call me Professor if you like. I've worked in academia most of my life, and I'm older than dirt. Now, Ben, you need to get to the airport in Los Angeles, immediately.
Ben halted and spoke the only word that could pull sense from the situation.
Why?
Because the UN is arranging your flight to French Guiana, the professor replied. You'll need a yellow fever vaccination before you clear security.
Ben took a tentative step into his combined kitchen and living room.
Why?
I'm calling from Brussels, the professor interjected. But I'll be boarding my own flight before the day is over. I promise to brief you in person. Now, there is a car waiting outside your residence. It will drive you straight to the airport. All you need is your passport.
After a moment of shock, Ben lowered his phone and crept over to the sliding glass door leading to his second-level balcony. The property's front lawn looked just as it did when he bedded down for the night. AstroTurf blanketed everything but a concrete walkway lit with spotlights. When Ben first moved in, there were perennial gardens and grass lawns with automated sprinklers, but California's historic drought and water conservation measures made such decorations unpopular. Replacement pebble gardens and flowering cacti washed away afterward in flooding from El Nino. AstroTurf was the best surrender to such erratic climate conditions, according to the Homeowners Association. They couldn't help complaints that the property could double as a miniature golf course with the addition of a few holes and putters lying about. Ben spotted a sedan parked at the curb. Under the streetlights, he saw shadow movements behind the driver's side window. Goosebumps puckered his skin. Then everyone started shouting. Ben shouted questions. The professor shouted that there wasn't time for questions. Amy shouted from the bedroom for Ben to shut the hell up so she could sleep.
I'm not going anywhere, Ben insisted, until I know what this is about.
I can't have you losing your head, the professor warned, because I need that head.
Just try me.
Ben crossed to the center of his living room for a better thinking position. He stood in boxer shorts and a white undershirt, looking at his wall-mounted flat screen. Central air kicked in with a whirring sound as he regarded the narrow chest and bony appendages of his own 5'9" silhouetted reflection. Ben's extraordinary brain was housed in a less substantial vehicle.
A dark comet was discovered yesterday, the professor said. It just rounded the sun on an eccentric orbit.
I knew it, Ben shouted.
In autumn of 2014, the subject of comets earned Ben his 15 minutes of fame. Comet Sighting Spring had just whizzed past Mars at less than half the distance between Earth and its moon. Astronomers in Australia discovered the comet only 22 months beforehand. As manager of NASA's Center for Near-Earth Object Studies, CNEOS, at JPL, Ben gave a press conference and used the opportunity to discuss the dangers of dark or unseeable comets. For the first time in